Halacha, we'd like to look at some of the Hashkafa and Musa Sfarim. We're going to look at the Sefer called Samderech, who has a very beautiful piece. This is Rav Simcha Zissel Broida, called Chanukah, Hakara Bashkochas Hashem B'derech HaTeva Ki B'derech HaNes. At the Sifsei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, Nes HaMenorah VaYeshua Nigla V'Nistar. We're going to try to see these essays and try to derive the Tamtzis, the essence of what they're trying to convey in these essays. So we're going to start with the Samderech, and you'll see on the right side of the page, he says that it's our obligation to really think carefully about the fundamental nature of Chanukah and Purim, perhaps to compare the two and see the contrast between the two. Chazal will kovei these two Yomim Tovim on top of the Moedim that are already recorded in the Torah, that are established and legislated by the Torah as a Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. And we need to understand, with regard to Chanukah and Purim, there's a mitzvah of hodah, of thanking Hashem for the nisim, for the miracles that befell the Jewish people. In the case of Chanukah, when the Beis Chashmonoi, that the family of the Chashmonoim, were able to overcome the Yevonim, the Greeks, and they saved Klal Yisrael from the Gzeirah Shmat. And of course, there was a zichron in Chanukah, a remembrance of the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. Purim is Zecher for a different Nes, the Hatzolah during the time of Mordechai v'Esther, when Haman wanted to destroy the Jewish people. And the real sharp question here is, what is so unique about these historical events that Chazal singled out these events and decided that they were so significant that they're worthy of establishing Yomim Tovim, separate holidays, as a memory, a zichron l'nisim, shenasu lahem, li'am Yisrael. And in truth, during the entire long period of Golos, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and all through till the Yemei HaChashmonaim, because keep in mind that Purim came first and then Chanukah much later, there have been so many miracles, so many nisim and iflos, that probably are not less impressive or dramatic than the nisim of Purim v'Chanukah that befell the Jewish people, that protected the Jewish people. So we have many nisim and iflos over the course of Jewish history. And why were these two nisim and iflos, that of Chanukah, that of Purim, why were they singled out and they deserve the establishment of Yomim Tovim for Hodah for all generations? And if we were pressed to give examples throughout Jewish history, you open up Sefer Melachim Beis and you read about the Hatzolah of Am Yisrael at the time of the siege of Ben-Hadad, Melech Aram on Shomron, and the nisim and iflos that are described there. Klal Yisrael were on the verge of Chas V'Shalom, of Kiloyan, of total destruction. They're being decimated by the powers of Aram. And Elisha, the Navi, foretold Hashem Ishmiah Esmachna Aram, Kol Rechev, Kol Sus, Kol Chel Gadol, Vayakubu Vayanusa Beneshef, Vayazvu Es Olea Vesusem Es Chamoreim. A great miracle that took place that was predicted by the prophet Elisha. And out of nowhere, Aram, the entire camp of Aram, heard sounds of chariots, of horses, of a great massive army that was coming, and they stood up and they fled. What a nifla, what a peliploim of an S. Take, for example, the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, when Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, rose up against Yerushalayim and he wanted to completely decimate Yerushalayim. And the pasuk tells us, "Vayehi balayla hu vayetze malach Hashem vayach b'machna Ashur mea shmonim v'chamisha elef." Rabbeisai, do you know what we're talking about? 185,000 soldiers of Ashur that were poised, these were our enemies poised to destroy us. And they were completely destroyed by the malach. Vayashkimu baboker vehine kulam pagarim mason. They were all dead bodies. And these are miracles not less impressive or significant than the Nisim of Purim and Chanukah. And yet, we don't find for any of these episodes in Jewish history that it warranted creating a new holiday. So why was the choice made for Chanukah and Purim? Another issue that we ought to try to clarify is what is common as opposed to what is in contrast between Chanukah and Purim. You get the impression that the Alei Nisim, the Alei Purkan, and certainly the first paragraph, was formulated by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah as a common odot to both Chanukah and Purim. Then there must be something that underlies both of these and equates them. What is it? What is it that is mishutaf, that underlies both Chanukah and Purim, that despite the difference, and there are differences, of course, between them and the way the miracles and the marvels evolved, but nevertheless, Klal Yisrael combined Chanukah and Purim in their tefillos and in their halachas. And the third question we'd like to ask is, why was the date 25 of Kislev chosen for the holiday of Chanukah? After all, when you think about it, the Chanukah Samizbech, Adlokah Samenorah, Bipach HaShemen, those were all very important events, and they are commemorated by the establishment of Chanukah, Chanukah Milosh Chanukah, Chanukah Samizbeach, the dedication of the Mizbeach. That all took place on the 25th of Kislev. But is that the date that really signifies the salvation of the Jewish people from the Avanim at the time of the triumph of the Chashmonaim over the Avanim? If you take a look, for example, at the Sefer Chashmonaim, you'll see that the milchamos, the battles, the wars of the Chashmonaim with the Yevanim did not end the moment they discovered that Pach HaShemen, the moment that they were Mechanech the Mizbeach, those wars continued for a long period of time, even afterwards. And during those wars, Matisyo and his children were killed, and many other thousands of Jews were killed. So if Chazal decided that they wanted to establish a date that signifies the miracle of the Chashmonaim and their success, their triumph over the Yevanim, in other words, the date which represents the completion of the battle, that would be a time period which came about hundreds of years later. I don't know if hundreds of years is historically accurate, but many, many years later, and yet Chazal chose the 25th of Sivan, the time that they found the Pach HaShemen, and the time of Chanukah Samizbeach. Why is that so? So let's just summarize our three questions. Question number one, there were many, many miraculous events that saved the people of Israel during its long period of Golus. Some of them are recorded in Tanakh, especially in Sefer Melachim, the success over Aram, which was totally miraculous, and Elisha foretold that, the success of Chizkiyahu HaMelech over Ashur, which was totally miraculous. Why were these two holidays chosen? Because we wanted to memorialize and immortalize those miracles of these days. And the second question we asked is, what is common? Why do we find a common hodah in our tefillos for both Chanukah and Purim? We would suggest that the differences between the two in the contrast is much greater than the equality, than the analogy. And finally, the choice of Chaf Hei Kislev, the 25th of Kislev, which signifies the Pach HaShemen, rather than a date which would coincide with the ultimate success of military success of the Chashmonaim over the Yevanim. In order to explain and answer these questions, we have to establish that when we look at the Moedim and we ask ourselves, what's the meaning of the Moedim? And that question can be asked both as far as the Moedim that were established by the Torah, the Gimel Moedim, as well as the Moedim that were established by Chazal for Zichron, for the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael. the significance and the inner meaning of a moed is not just to remember to be mitzayin a certain moment in history, a certain episode that took place in the long distant past, but rather our holidays, our modim, are radically different than the concept of modim, for example, universally accepted by the non-Jews, which are all historical dates, things that happened in the long distant past. But rather, Am Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, as the eternal nation, the Am, the nation that's Chai V'Kaya. It's not that we're interested in dreaming about the past, long distant past, as we said before. The Moed of Klal Yisrael is taking the significance of the past, projecting it into the present, and even more so into the future. There's something to be learned from the Moedim, every single one, that is absolutely infinite in nature, eternal in nature. It cannot be changed. We're not remembering one specific event that took place on a particular day in the historical map and calendar of Klal Yisrael. No. What we're remembering is a horah, a certain teaching, a certain meaningful and powerful message that's eternal that we take from the Moed. And every year, we learn this message of remembering whatever it is we're remembering. Every year we teach ourselves over and over again, year in and year out. What is the meaning, what is the significance of this particular moed? And we learn something that's practical. Contemplating each moed and its unique significance, we are impacted and inspired to action. The Moedim of Klal Yisrael are not like the Moedim of the Umos HaOlam. We are not just remembering something from the past, but rather there's something continuous that doesn't stop. And it's a connection between the Ribono Shel Olam and His chosen, His Am Segula. If I would give you a mashal, a man celebrates his anniversary on a particular day. He's not thinking about a particular event that took place and how it was when he wasn't married and then how great it was after he married. Rather, he celebrates his anniversary together with his wife. And that celebration expresses the continuing connection and love between him and his wife. A connection that began on the day of his marriage, but continues to this very day. That's what a Yom Nisuin, an anniversary, is meant to be, to strengthen the connection between a husband and wife. And if we apply that to our situation, the Moedim, the observance of the Moedim, at the hands of Klal Yisrael, is meant to express the eternal connection between Knesset Yisrael as the Am Segula and HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Dod. Is therefore year in and year out, every Moed comes to teach us anew the essence and the substance of that Moed, that anniversary, if you will. Every year, there's a new Chiddush. When we learn about the Moedim, we learn about something that we can not only grasp in our intellect, but moreover, it becomes part of the world of our actions. It becomes a limud ma'asi. And we have to think hard about the essence of every single moed, what it's trying to convey to us. What's the message that's inherent in each moed that can have an impact on our lives, l'maisa? And the moedim, which the Torah established, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, they are meant to teach us emunah, faith, in the providence of God over this world. And this we'll see in the Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, and we've mentioned it in the past, that from these great miracles, that were blatant changes in the laws of nature, a person should learn about Nisim Nistarim, says the Ramban. The secret, hidden miracles, not the obvious miracles, that doesn't impress us. What impresses us are the daily natural miracles, and we see the hand of God everywhere. The language of the Ramban is very dramatic. He writes, Min anisim agdolim amfursomim adamodim anisim anistorim shehem yisod ator kula shehem adam chelik v'toris moshe shenam v'chol dvreinu v'kreinu shekulam nisim hem b'em teva b'en hogish lolam b'em rabim b'em yachin. Basically, everything that happens to us is a result of divine providence. Therefore, everything is a nes. And that means that the entire chain of miracles that took place before, during, and after Yetzias Mitzrayim, from the Eser Makis to the Yetzio, in which Klal Yisrael were protected on Kanfei Nishorim, the Anani Akova, the Amudei Eish, the Kriyas Yamsu, the Be'er Shalmiri, the Mana, all of these showed and demonstrated clearly in front of the eyes of the Jew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Manigas Abriya. He's Mashgiach. He's the Mesovev. He causes everything. Whatever happens in our life, it's a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Manigas Abriya. There is no nature, in the sense that nature means things that happen, stands that happen without any Ashgach from Hashem, without any Hanhaga from Hashem. That doesn't exist. And therefore, the ultimate goal of the Moadim that were established, Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, is to be Mashrish Banu Belibenu Emuna. That the faith that we have should be very deep and very profound, not just as superficially, you say, oh, I believe and that's it. No, it's got to be deeper, it's got to be more profound. It's got to be an existential Emuna that touches on the very essence of the person. We think about these miracles. We contemplate the fact that God changed the laws of nature at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every single year, year in and year out, we offer, and here's the language of the Samderach, B'chol Shana U'Shana, Horas Modim Elu Lahachdir Ulikva Banu Asamuna Ashkach Vashgacha. This is the power and the energy of three Moadim that is Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to allow this to penetrate into our very souls. The belief in the Hashgach of Hashem. We contemplate the miracles that took place and we realize that God changed nature. And every year, year in and year out, we let that Amunah seep into our soul. There is a creator, there is a manig who guides the earth. Everything happens as a result of his divine decree. And we begin to understand, if so, why is it that Yomim Tovim were not established to signify or to memorialize other miracles as great as they were? For example, we spoke about Melchemes Aram, we spoke about the destruction, the downfall of Sancheirev, and then there are miracles that happened to Yoshua when he came in to conquer the land. In Yericho, you know, he was able to blow the shofros and the wall came down. In the case of Yoshua, we also find that Shemesh Begivon Domi Reach Beimek Ayalon, and so forth and so on. All of these are miracles that defy nature. It's Shini Ateva, and they teach us to appreciate Hashgachas Hashem B'Briya. However, now let's talk about Chanukah and Purim. Here, we're going to have to add another rung on the ladder to this Hodah and Horah and Amunah in Hashgachas Hashem. It's true that the miracles of Purim and Chanukah, from a perspective of Emunah, added new dimensions to deepen our Emunah, our faith in Hashgachas Hashem. And there's no doubt that these two Moadim, Chanukah and Purim, were chosen, were singled out because of the power within them to teach us a deeper level of Emunah adding something, if you will, onto the Gimel Regolim that is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the case of Purim, there was no blatant miracle. We don't see in front of our eyes a Hanhagas Hashem, that God stepped in to change and alter the course of nature. That we don't see in the case of Purim. So the greatness of Purim, for sure, is that it reveals the Hashgach of Hashem in Teva. Everything, the chain of events that led up to the salvation of Purim, was divinely organized or generated, and that's Hashgacha, and that's the belief that Hashem is Mashgiach even in Teva itself. So whereas the other Moadim teach us an Amunah in Nisim in situations in which Almighty God undermines the laws of nature, in the case of Purim, we're adding a new dimension to the teachings of Amunah, to the fundamentals of our faith, that we should see the hand of God, not just in the dramatic, when God dramatically vitiates and undermines the laws of nature, but to see God's Hashgacha in Teva itself. When we wake up in the morning, when we experience nature, everything should be seen as part of a divine scheme. Hamaisim hayom yomiyim v'kol atalichim ativiyim. The sun rises, the sun sets, all the beautiful, glorious cosmological phenomena that we see, biological phenomena in the world of nature, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The laws of science are really the laws of the Shulchan Aruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bria. And therefore, the holiday of Purim was established as the Yontif of Halavodah in order to teach us, year in and year out, this Horah Ma'asit, that it should impact on our lives, that wherever we turn, we see God as the cause. There is Hashgacha Pratis within nature, even when God doesn't undermine the laws of nature and change and alter nature. That's what we see in the miracle of Purim. The Hashgachas Hashem, He's the Manig, He's the Mesovev Kolam, Hamahalchim, and this is within Teva. And now we get to the question about Chanukah. Chanukah, says the Samderech, is going to teach us that Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shava B'derech HaTeva K'v'derech HaNes. That there is an equation here, an analogy, between divine providence in or within the framework of nature and divine providence in bringing about miracles. He says, B'shas Hester Panim B'diyuk K'mo B'shas Ha'aretz Panim. The lesson of Chanukah is that even when God is, so to speak, concealed, we don't see His hand in nature, nevertheless, His Hashgacha is just as powerful as it is when a person sees the glory and the revelation of the light of Hashem. So even B'shas Hester, we know that there is Hashgachas Hashem. And here, we've come to the fundamental difference between the miracle of Purim and the miracle of Chanukah. In the case of Purim, as we said, there was a gzera to destroy, lahashmid, laharog, eskol yehudim. And there was a miracle in which everything was manafochu. Every part of the chain of events was turned in such a way, inside out, that even though it was natural, nevertheless, the decree of Haman would be null and void. And after this transformation, we talk about the Sof Vekates Tzaras Gzeres Haman. We talk about the fact that through the Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael, the end and the final blow against the Gzeres of Haman was instituted, and therefore the day becomes, instead of a day of Yagon, a day of Simcha, it's a day to be Mitzayin, the miracle, and the Hashgach of Hashem to save His chosen people. That's not what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is radically different. The Nes, the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, and the subsequent Chanukah HaMizbeach, was a point of light in the darkness of all the decrees, the difficult and bitter decrees of the Yevanim against the Jewish people. And in Katras to Purim, even when there is a miracle, the clarity of the miracle and its greatness is that this is a period of Jewish history of Hester Ponim. The Gezeros and the Shmad of the Yevanim against the Jewish people, which extended over a long, long period of time, and during which there was so much destruction and there was so much assimilation during that period. This was a period in which Lo Pasku Atzoras Varadivos. This was a period which was so difficult. A long period of Hester Ponim. And just for a short moment, there was a, shall we say, a spark of light that shot out like a little lightning that had a Horus Ponim. They found the Pach HaShemen, and the miracle transpired. It lit not for one day, but for 8 days. It's so gadol of emuna, of hashkacha, in Chanukah, which is derived from the Tkufas HaChashmonoim, when the Yevanim rose up against us, is that even within the Hester Ponim, when God's face, His countenance is not to be found, and perhaps the most profound Hester Ponim of all of Jewish history, nevertheless, there's Horus Ponim. We see, if we perceive, penetrate beyond the surface, we see the countenance of Hashem that's hidden behind these miracles at the time of Hester Ponim. It's just like a miracle demonstrates the Hashgach of Hashem, so too all the other natural events that take place are all considered Maisa Nisim. They're all a reflection and expression of Hashgacha, of Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, we begin to understand that the words of the Ramban that we mentioned before, in which he speaks about the quote the language here, Derech HaKosov L'mayit B'Nes, the Torah, says the Ramban, is usually a bridge when it discusses Nes, miracle. And why is it that Noach toiled for 120 years to build a teva? In any event, Noach should have relied that Hashem would do him a miracle, and that all the living creatures would come into the teva. And the Ramban writes to him, Tomer Yasenu Ktano, why does Noach have to work for such a long period of time to make this gigantic teva? Make it a small thing and let him rely on miracles. Says Ramban, V'od Asuota Gdola L'mayit B'Nes, that the reason why Noach toiled, and he was mandated to do so, to create such a large teva according to all the specifications, is because HaKadosh Baruch wants to be M'mayit B'Nes. He wants to limit the miracle. The less he has to undermine and vitiate the laws of nature, the happier he is, so to speak. Ki kach haderech, says Rambam, b'chol ha'nisim shebetorah, o b'nevim, lasos ma shebiyad odom, lasos ashar b'dei shemayim. We have to maximize, as human beings, our ishtalos, whatever we could possibly do, and when we exhaust all of our efforts, then the rest is b'dei shemayim. And the Ramban reiterates this in his description of Klal Yisrael after the in Parshas Shlach, he says, "Ki Yisrael amru kederech kol aboim li lochem be'eretz nachriya shesholchim lifneim anoshim ladas adroch v'arim u'bishul v'yelv." He says that it's the normal military strategy that before you go out to battle against your enemy, you send scouts out, and they will help you determine what's the best way of going, which tzion derech you should take. And that's what's critical. So therefore, says the Ramban, when we send out the scouts and we want to find out what is the proper military strategy, what we're really doing is we are limiting the dependency upon miracle. HaKosuv, says Ramban, lo yisvof kol masenu al hanes. HaKadosh Baruch says, don't rely on Nisan. Go out and battle. Do the best you can. Try to succeed. Hashem will do what he has to do. But you have to do what you have to do. Don't rely on miracles. And the Ramban explains that this hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to limit miracles is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to guarantee that kidei lahashrish zamuna hashir hashkach v'anahaga shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu shavas v'yosamida bein b'nes u'bein b'teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to penetrate into our hearts. The belief that the level of Hashgacha doesn't change one iota, whether it's a miracle or whether it's Teva, whether it's nature. It's always the same Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same Hashgacha. And that's why Noach and Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun tried to do the best they could based on nature, even though they knew that Hashem would do a nes, would do a miracle for them. Because they wanted to demonstrate Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch V'Anagoso B'Pu'ulos HaTivios, that God manifests Himself, with a capital H, in nature and in natural acts. We find by Yaakov Avinu, Vayikach Me'avne Amokom V'Yosem V'Rashosav, Rashi says, Hason Kevin Marzev Sviroso She'yorim Nechayos Ros. In other words, he set up almost like a gader, you know, a fence of stone around him. And the truth of the matter is, it seems simple that this fence of Avonim is not going to be able to stave off the, you know, and protect Yaakov against the Chayos Ros, the terrible animals that want to destroy him. There must have been a ness. And what is that ness? The answer is, Vayikach me'avne amokom, Vayosem irashosav. And all these avona became one. Is Yaakov Avinu, from his part, had to do whatever was necessary according to the laws of nature to put the stones out. And he was teaching that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Hashgacha. He's manning the Maisim Tivim as well. In the same way that Hashem can undermine nature and cause a violation of the laws of nature, so too within nature He can be a Mashgiach and a Manik on natural actions within the world, the universe, the biology, and so forth and so on. And this is what Yaakov Avinu did. He put the stones around his head to protect him. That was the maximum that he could do. And that's his Chiyuv Hishtadlus. Now becomes clear, what's the Chidush in the Ras Hamun of Hashgacha of Chanukah? Why was the discovery of the Pach HaShemen a cause for such a great Yontif? And the answer is because this miracle is going to reveal that even during the darkest times in Jewish history, which seem that God is completely hidden, that He's concealed, nevertheless, God is there. The miracle that the hadlak of this Pach HaShem of the last 8 days, that becomes the critical pivotal point that Chazal wanted to teach us in Chanukah. They didn't choose the date of the end of all the melchamas of the Chashmonaim. They focused on the Ner, the Pach HaShemen. And why is that so? Because the very power and essence of the Kviyus of Chanukah as a Yontav, as a day of Hal and Hodah, is because of the teaching of Metzius Hashgachas Hashem B'Shas Hester Ponim, that even in the darkest times of Esther Ponim, we find Hashem. Hatzoros shavu l'metzius hashgacha b'shas haras ponim. if we have to go through these tzaros, it's worth it, so to speak, in order to reveal the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will come at time of our responding. The Nes of the Pach HaShemen was meant to reveal, to shed a light on the entire process and sequence of events that were natural on the battlefield, and to establish the belief that there's no difference between Nes and Teva. To show us that even what happened on a what seems to be a cause and effect basis, it's all munhag umushgach al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teva itself is like the Derech HaNes. And even at the moment of Shas Hester Ponim, and we could say that by being Koveim Chanukah, there is a teaching that's brand new in the fundamentals of Emunah of Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to equate Nes with Teva and Dafka at a moment of Shas Tzora, of Shas Hester Ponim. And therefore, when we speak about the Moadim in the Torah, they, as we said, they teach us Hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we learn that rule. We learn about God 3 times a year, every single year. In the case of Purim, we learn that even in our daily actions, even in a chain of events that seem to be totally natural and totally cause and effect, there is Hashgach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Manigas of Briya Kirtzono. He's calling the shots. And then we get to Chanukah that teaches that even during the period of the most difficult, profound Hester Ponim, nevertheless Hashgach Hashem is there, and it's there in the same way equal to when it's B'derech Gilui Ponim. The Derech Teva is like the Derech HaNes. The Beis Yosef asks the famous Kasha, why were they Koveya 8 days of Chanukah when the miracle it happened only for 7 days? Because they had enough oil to last for the first day. And I think the answer might be is that it's true that the essence of Chanukah is to establish, to teach Emunah, so that we recognize and we acknowledge Hashgachas Hashem within the framework of Teva, which is as great and as intense as Hashgachas Hashem within the period of Nes, when God changes and alters the rules of nature. And therefore, even though the Nes itself, as it was revealed, only took place over the course of a week of 7 days, the first day they had enough to light Al Pi Derech HaTeva, it doesn't matter. Chazal established 8 days in order to teach us that the amount of Hashgacha that you find in Derech Teva, because again, the candle, the Shemen was enough to light for that first day, is equal to the Hashgachas Hashem when it's B'Derech Nes. And that's what Reb Chanina ben Dosa means when he says in Masechta Tainis, Mi sheyomer l'shemen v'yadlik hu yomer l'chometz v'yadlik. Chazal v'masakin 8 days of Chanukah to demonstrate that the entire essence of Chanukah means that even on the first day, which we consider to be Teva, that also is part of the Nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Hashgacha, and he was manig the Bria, and especially Klal Yisrael, on the first day no less than the other 7 days. Whether it was done in an obvious abrogation of the laws of nature, whether it was done in Derech Tivi, hidden, as it were, behind the rules of nature, it doesn't matter. It's the same identical Hashgacha. And here, we want to quote the language of the Samderech when he writes, Nechonim advarim befrat b'tkufasenu. This is such an important message for our period of time. By Yom Mahim b'zman hazeh, we need chizuk to be mischazik in the fundamentals of our belief in the providence of Hashem. As Gemara says at the end of Makkos, Baruch Havukok Chavakuk Vehemidim Al Acha Shenemer V'Tzadik B'Menosol Yichyeh, that there's one principle that really underlies the entire the entire Torah and all the other mitzvahs, and that's the mitzvah of Emunah. We have to believe in Hashgachas Hashem in everything that we do and everything that happens in our lives. And we have to understand that even within Hester Panim, no matter how intense that is, we can still find Hashem. Even in the bitter gullus, with all the redifos, the anti-Semitic oppressions and pogroms and revolutions against the Torah and those who study the Torah, we still believe that there is the same Ashkoch in that Hester Panim as there is in Ness itself. And in the schus of this Emunah, we should be zochet to see a Ha'aris Panim from Hashem. And now we want to spend a little time reading the Sifsei Chaim of Rav Chaim Friedlander. He has an article here that's entitled Nes HaMenorah VaYeshua. And he starts by quoting the Braisa of Mar Chanukah in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. And the Braisa in Mar Chanukah, says Rashi, is addressing the question Al Eza Nes Kavua. And the Sifsei Chaim wants to understand there were many miracles that took place, many successes in battle that could only be understood as nisim, as we say in the Alan Nisim, Rabim v'ad me'atim, Giborim v'ad chaloshim. Why doesn't the Braisa of Mar Chanukah mention all these successful triumphs, these military victories? We also want to understand what it means when the Braisa says that Kavu Shmonas Yirei Elu Behalel Vehoda. In other words, Chazal established because of the Nes of Chanukah, the Tefillah of Al Nisim, which is a Kiyum of Halel Vehoda. And the Sifsei Chaim writes that this situation is this Karvachak Hanisim Niflos Tzatshua Gedol of Burkot. He says it's fascinating to notice that in the Al Nisim we find a reference or many references to the various niflos, the churos, the gdolos, the purkan, etc. With regard to the nest that took place in the menorah, the Pach HaShemen, none of this is mentioned. None of Masarta Gibolim Yad Chaloshim is mentioned. To formulate that a little bit more precisely, and I apologize, what we mean to say is that in the Al Nisim, the Nusach, we have Masarta Gibolim Yad Chaloshim, we have an emphasis on the military successes of the Chashmonaim, but no mention whatsoever of the Nes HaMenorah. It's completely left out. That's as far as you can get, but the Ness itself is not really spelled out. And to clarify that, we mentioned the Ramban. And again, this is Ramban all over the place, but in this case, in Brachos Mem Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav, the Ramban speaks about these two categories of Nisim. There's the Nes Nistar and the Nes Nigla. And he says that kol yisodos haTorah b'nisim nistarim hem. All the fundamentals of the Torah, meaning the success and the rewards that we'll have, it's all nisim nistarim. It's not that Hashem is changing nature in front of our eyes. Kol yiudei haTorah b'tovos ahein, kol tefiloseinu b'nisim niflos, el shein lehem shinim b'furus b'tivah shel olam. So all these miracles happen within Teva. And based on that premise, that fundamental principle, we can explain that a Nes Nistar, here's the language of the Sifsei Chaim, Yesh Levash Nes Nistar Lo Balahoros Das Es Hashem Alaba L'Shem HaTachlis Lazar Tzadik L'Chein Lo Yazkiro HaKosuv Omnal Mazkir Sanes HaNiglash Rehu Balahoros HaMuna L'Galos The Torah is not going to be outspoken about the hidden miracles, which are meant to teach us about our lives and about Hashgacha, every nest nistar that transpires has its tachlis, it has its purpose, its goal, to save a tzaddik. The Torah doesn't mention, doesn't dramatize those kind of miracles. They're left out. What the Torah wants to mention is those nisim gluyim that teach us that everything in life, everything in our experience in the universe is all a nest. It's all engendered and generated by the cause of causes, the creator of the world, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you have a miracle that's begalui and it was predicted by a Navi or by a Malach, that itself is such a powerful teaching of Emunah that it will be recorded in the Torah. But those miracles that are nistarim, that take place at any particular moment in order to save a particular individual, that's not going to be mentioned in the Torah itself. Nes is called Os, it's called Mofes, and this we see. Shulashon Simon V'degel Shemara Misaminis Aderech. The concept of a Nes is always identified with a Simon, it's like a flag, and it's meant to point us to the direction that we should go in, understanding and appreciating God's involvement in this world. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Kol yoshvei sevel v'shochnei eretz kinesones harim tiro." The emphasis here is on the fact that a miracle is called a mofes, and on August Hashem v'nisav ima avos hakadoshim bnei Yisrael. What the Torah wants to teach us throughout Sefer Bereishis and the beginning part of Shmos is the Os concept, and that you'll find in Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayam Moshe Rabbeinu v'hein lo yamin v'shim kol v'yomei lo v'Hashem maza v'yodecha hein lo yamin v'vi. The Ness is given into the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu because of Hein Lo Yaminu Bi. Until that point of a Hein Lo Yaminu Bi, there was no need for a miracle. The Avos, for example, lived on such a high madriga, they didn't need any Osos and Mofsim. Even without that, they recognized who is the Bala Bira, who created the world, and who engenders the world, the cause of causes. They had miracles. Avram was saved from the Kibshon Eish. Yaakov, when he had to cross the Yarden, b'maklo, the Torah says, "Gimakli avarti yasei Yarden." Rashi says, "Nosa maklo v'yav v'nivka Yarden." He split the rivers of the Jordan. And there were many, many miracles that transpired in the lives of the Avos. But these nisim, these miracles, were only coming to Lazarus HaTzadik, Lahatzil HaTzadik. They weren't powerful enough to teach us about Hashgachas Hashem. When our emunah goes down, chas v'shalom, then there's a need for a nes nigla, some obvious violation undermining the laws of nature in order to teach that there is no teva, that even teva is nes, and mishama l'shem and yadlik hu yom l'chom etzvi yadlik. The nes of the menorah was meant to lighten, to brighten our eyes. It was an absolute change in the nature. It was a nes nigla. It was obvious, but it came to teach us about the nisim nistarim, to teach us that all the battles and all the triumphs and all that we are spared and saved, it's all nisim niflaos beis Hashem. And therefore, Chazal established the days of Chanukah as days of Yontif, of Hallel, Vodah. Not because, in other words, not related to the days of triumph in the Milchamos of the Chashmonaim. Those were Nisim Nistarim, and not everyone recognized them as such, but rather Chazal established the days of Chanukah. They were Koveya, the days of Chanukah, on the Nes Nigla of the Pach HaShemenim in the Norah. Because from this miracle, we are meant to learn, to recognize all of the mighty power of Hashem, and that all the triumphs in the Milchamos against the Yevanim were all Me'es Hashem, Masarta Gviyo Biat Chaloshim. This is the Hal Hodah on Yeshus and Melchomis. The Nes Pach Hashemen is going to be the catalyst, so to speak, that will lead us and guide us in our understanding of everything else that transpired during that period in the wars and the successes of the Chashmonaim against the Yevanim. And now we can understand the difference between the Nusach of Al-Anisim and the Nusach of the Brice of My Chanukah and Shabbos. When the Brice addresses the question, My Chanukah, and Rashi says, Al-Eze Nes Kavua, the Brice is quoting the Nes Nigla of the Shemen, because that is the Kvius of Chanukah on the Chafei Kislev, that great miracle that abrogated, undermined the laws of nature, would teach us that all of the salvations, everything that we have as a nation that was saved from our enemies, it's all Nisei Hashem. But when we get to the Al-Anisim in Tefillah, there, in that context, we're not going to mention the Nes Pach Hashemen. It's going to be omitted. Because it doesn't deserve its own praise, its own thanksgiving. Lo hizkiru chazal es nes Hashem v'tfilas hoda b'mefurash k'nes miyuchad b'fnei atzmo, because the real miracles that we need so desperately are the miracles of the Yeshua and the salvation, the triumph in the Milchama. How do we get to appreciate that those miracles are miracles, since the Derech HaTeva, that we need the Shalom Derech HaTeva, we need the Nes of Pach HaShemen to teach us and to reveal to us that everything that happens, even though it's Derech HaTeva, is really Nes. And therefore, all the successful military battles of the Chashmonaim against the Yevanim was certainly Al-Pi Derech HaNes. They were all a string, a continuous string of miracles. We have here another piece from the Sifsei Chaim called Nes Hashem and Meid Al Yeshua Hashem Yisbarach. And the ideas here, which he bases largely on the Maral, are very similar to what we saw in the previous article on the Nes of the Menorah and the Yeshua and the relationship between Nes Nigla and Nes Nistar. He quotes a Maral, V'im Tomar V'chi B'shvil Shenasalem Nes Ba'adloka Shalotei B'tela V'tela Adloka Ha'yukovim Chanaka V'chi Ma Chayev Lahodos L'Halel V'zeu Kasher Nasalo Nes U'B'shvil Atzolosim Lo B'shvil Shenasalo Nes Lasos HaMitzvah. They weren't kovei the days of Chanukah, says the Maral, because of the nisim in the Milchama and the successes thereon, and those successes and triumphs in the battlefield are not even mentioned in a footnote in this brisa. And the answer is, as we said before, because we need the Pach HaShemen as the Nes Mefurs of Vigolui, Lieni Kol Yisrael, Lieni Bnei Adam, that is going to justify setting up these days as you may Yomim Tovim Ha'al Vodah, but through the Nes of the Pach HaShemen, through the revelation of Hashem in control over Teva, we're going to be able to thank Hashem and appreciate Him, expressing a deep, profound gratitude for the churos and the melchamos, as we do in Atfilos, as we do in the Haneros Halolu that we sing following that Lukas Ner. It's just the churos and the melchamos, the neflos of those successes in battle. So that Lukas Haneros was established not only because of the Nes Pach HaShemen, but also because of the Yeshuos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about for us during these wars against our enemy, against Yavan. And we begin, Al-Anisim V'Al-Niflos, And we mention at the end, Kidei lahodos ulahal l'shimcha gadol nisecha v'al niflosecha. Notice that we employ a Lashon Rabim. If the reason for Chanukah, the cause of Chanukah, the establishment of the holiday of Chanukah, was the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neros and the Nes of Pach HaShemen, then it should have said, Al HaNes V'Al HaPela. That should have been the opening line of Al HaNisan. Al HaNes V'Al HaPela. Because there was one Nes and one Pela in the Pach HaShemen. But rather, the Nisei Melchama, they too are incorporated into the essence, the very fabric of Chanukah. The Hallel and Odah is for the Nisei HaMelchama, even though those Nisim are not Nisim Gluyim, but nevertheless, that's what we want to indicate when we recite Al HaNisim, the Yeshuas Hashem in the Melchama. The Pach HaShemen is not mentioned at all in the Al HaNisim. And I believe that many of the ideas that the Sifsei Chaim expresses and formulates in the next page here, and even two pages, touch on this relationship between Nes and Teva. That through Nes, we appreciate that even Teva and everything that happens, and all the protections, and all the successes in war, it's all Me'es Hashem. So, B'li Neder, if we have time, we'll try to embellish this and continue here in the writings of the Sifsei Chaim, very profound writings, and we'll see how he integrates the words of the Ramban and the Beis Yosef and the Maral and makes it all into one miksha achas. B'li Neder, if we have time. I want to wish everyone a happy Chag.